I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Darfur Sudan crisis was one of the topics of discussion between the new British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and U.S. President George W. Bush. World Vision's Rose Camus says the situation's getting worse as 200,000 people are dead and 2 million are in displacement camps. World Vision is helping more than a half million people.
We are grateful that God has given us that opportunity, you know, to be able to show the people of Darfur the love of Christ. Every day our staff risk their lives as they go out to the community. We've had many attacks on our cars, on our staff.
Elsewhere, reports suggest that one in four Christian families have left Iraq because of persecution. According to an Iraqi pastor speaking to the U.S. Religious Freedom Commission last week, 36 members of his congregation were kidnapped and only one released. He says Christians in Dora, Iraq, had 20,000 families. Now there are only 3,000. Most of those families are only partially intact. Pray that Christians will be heard, protected, and a remnant will remain. And Dan and Nora Emig are missionaries with Greater Europe Mission in Bucharest, Romania. They have a two-pronged ministry. Dan does personality evaluation for professionals, which gives him a chance to plant a seed.
Lots and lots of questions surface from their end as to how we relate in life. And from that point, I can go into more of my personal walk with the Lord and my relationship with Christ and be more specific about why I am able to deal with certain issues in life based on my faith in the Lord.
Nora Emig reaches out to women. She hopes to have an evangelical Bible study and an art club this fall. Pray for their ministry to blossom. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.